You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's batting woes have continued in the opening one-day international of the summer. South Africa cruised to a 6-wicket victory after a superb bowling performance in Perth. Australia was dismissed for just 152, with only two players scoring more than 20. Australia captain Aaron Finch was understandably disappointed to see his side bowled out in just over 38 overs. But he told Fox Sports he's glad there's still two matches ahead in the series.
I think it's a great opportunity to learn. I think it's a great opportunity to improve. And we have been training very well. And it's just not coming into game time at the moment, unfortunately. So all we can do is review the game, keep improving, keep training hard, and look forward to Friday in Adelaide.
Australian tennis player Ash Barty has won the WTA Elite Trophy Final in the Chinese city of Zhuhai. She beat local hope Wang Qiang in straight sets on Sunday night and had this to say on Fox Sports after ending a good season on a high.
I know that I spoiled the party a little bit today in front of the Chinese fans, but you've had some great success this year and I wish you all the success in the future as well. It's been a phenomenal year, it really has. I'm very excited that we're finished now, time for some vacation and some relaxed time before we gear up for the Australian summer.
Barty is currently ranked 19th in the world, but that is now set to rise after her victory. In men's tennis, Novak Djokovic has kept Roger Federer's hopes of lifting a 100th career title on hold. The newly crowned world number one overcame the Swiss master to reach the final of the Paris Masters. In football action this weekend, Sydney FC bounced back from the disappointment of losing the FFA Cup final to Adelaide by beating Melbourne City 3-0. Leading goalscorer Adam Lafondre scored twice in the victory to confirm the Sky Blues as serious title contenders. Coach Steve Corica said he was delighted with the win, especially as the match was the club's third in less than a week.
Today we sat back a little bit more than what we would normally do, but that's because of the three games. But like I said, they dug in deep tonight, outstanding effort, and I'm very proud of what they've achieved tonight. It's a good statement to set after three games in 6 days.
In other matches over the weekend, there were wins for Western Sydney, Melbourne Victory, Perth Glory and Adelaide United. In the W League, Melbourne City's women reversed the result of the men's match, beating Sydney FC 3-1. There were also wins for Brisbane Roar and Melbourne Victory, while Canberra United and Perth Glory shared in a dramatic 4-all draw, with Perth scoring three goals inside the last 10 minutes. In the English Premier League, Arsenal and Liverpool shared the spoils in an entertaining 1-all draw in London. Manchester United scored an injury time winner at Bournemouth, while Leicester scored an emotional 1-0 win at Cardiff. It came just a week after the helicopter crash, which saw the club's owner and chairman, Vishay Shriver Hanaprabha, killed along with four others. In the National Basketball League, the Sydney Kings scored a good win at home, beating the Illawarra Hawks by 7 points. Star signing Andrew Bogut put in his best performance yet, scoring 21 points and becoming the first player in NBL history to have at least three blocks in his first 5 games. The Kings coach Andrew Gay spoke to Fox Sports after the game.
What he was doing on the offensive end was the most aggressive we've seen him. He loves to operate as a distributor. We just saw him bringing the ball down the floor. We don't want to take that away. But when you see what he's capable of doing around the basket, we've got to keep making sure we get him some touches down low.
And finally, in horse racing, the Victoria Derby was won at Flemington by Extra Brute to give trainer Darren Weir a victory in his first ever entry into the $2 million race. Extra Brute finished strongly to score a victory by a length from fast-finishing Stars of Karam with a luckless Chapada in third place. The Melbourne Cup takes place at Flemington on Tuesday. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.